Okay, we're up to Perek Beis Pasuk Yud. Pasuk Yud. Before we do Pasuk Yud, I just want to mention one last thought on the previous Pasuk, Pasuk Tes. In the previous Pasuk, we learned, Doime doidi litsi oyla oifer hoyolim, he needs the oimid achar kosleinu. My dodi is swift. He's like a tsi, and the oifer, the child of the ayolim. Hine, behold, ze oimid achar kosleinu, he stands behind the wall. Mashkech min hachalonos, he looks into the windows, and meitzitz min hacharakin, and he gazes through the cracks. We know that there is a contradiction between what it says in Parshas Teruma and what it says in Divrei Hayamim regarding the Kruvim. Did the Kruvim, what did they look at? Did they look, were they positioned in the configuration where they looked at one another? Or were they looking at the bayis, or looking at the downward, or looking at the room? They were not looking together. So the Gemara says that there's a contradiction. In Parshas Shum it says, can the Kruvim were looking one at another. And in Divrei Hayavim it says that they were not looking one at another, they were looking at the bayis. I'm not sure what that means. Either it means they were looking downwards, or they were looking at the bayis. Upneim el ha-bayis. Which means either they were looking downward or they were looking at the room, at the chamber, but they were not looking one at the other. So the Gemara answers the contradiction by telling us, "Kan v'zman she'Yisrael oisem ritzoy neshal makom, kan v'zman she'ein Yisrael oisem ritzoy neshal makom." When they're looking at one, when the Klai Yisrael is doing Hashem's will, then they look one at another. It's a look of love. It's an expression of chibah. But b'zman she'ein Yisrael oisem ritzoy neshal makom, then they're not looking one at another. We all know the famous Chazal that in the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, when the Romans came in and they saw the Nebuchadnezzar, I don't remember which one, maybe it was both. There had to be the time that there was no Kruv in the Bayis Sheni. So it had to be the time of the Bayis Rishon when the Nebuchadnezzar came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He saw that the Kruvim were looking, not Nebuchadnezzar, but Nebuchadnezzar's Nebuzaradan. He saw that the Kruvim were looking one at another. And how could it be? Isn't this the time of Churban? The time of Churban is no greater time of Bzman She'ein Yisrael Oisim Ritzonei Shel Mokoyim. So the answer is that this was an expression of Chiba. We all know this, that Hashem, He had Rachmanis on us by destroying the Beis HaMikdash and not pouring out His anger upon us. This, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, was the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to survive in Golus. Okay, but I saw in the Shalol Rav, he says that's what it really means here in this pasuk. This pasuk here says, Hashem is mashkech min hachaloinois, meitzitz min hacharakim. Min hachaloinois refers to, he interprets homiletically, I mean, in referring to that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you look at a person through a window, we mentioned yesterday, you see them ponim el ponim. When you look at a person through a crack, it's secretly. You can see them, but they cannot see you. So, b'zman she'Yisrael, the reason why there's repetition, this is a homiletic drush, the reason why there's repetition, this pasuk of Meshkech Menachaloinus, that refers to b'zman she'Yisrael Eisim Ritzonu Shel Mokoyim, upneihem ish elochim. You can see the other person directly. B'zman she'ein Yisrael Eisim Ritzonu Shel Mokoyim, then it's Meitzitz Menacharakim, then it's referring to what it says in Divrei Hayamim, that the Kruvim, they were not looking one at another. Upneim el habayis, it was only through a crack, but not direct. But Hashem is still looking at us. Hashem still has rachmanis on us, but He does not look at us ponim el ponim. That's what it means. Made sitzman hacharakim. That's what it alludes to. Let's now go to pasuk yod. Ono dodi ve'amali. My dodi, he. Ono is a hard word to translate, as we will see in the Rashi. So over here in this context, it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean to respond because we're not really speaking to him. We're not directing any questions. If you direct a question, the question demands a response. Here we're not demanding any questions. We're just there's different expressions of love that are being exchanged between the two. So it just means over here that Hashem raised His voice. He called forth as a Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says. It just means to raise your voice. the Anu Halavim the Amru. The Halavim will raise their voice and they will say,
Kol Anos.
Kol Anos. They were right in this week's parasha. Kol Anos means a sound, a raising of the voice. A raising of the voice, but does not necessarily mean that you are responding. Or some of the Mepharshim want to suggest that Ana here means Hashem answered our prayers. And that's what the Targum, the previous book mentioned, that Klal Yisrael, they were mispalel to Hashem, mitoch the Shibu, the Tzoros of Mitzrayim, and Hashem answered. So let's see, Ana Dodi v'amali, my Dodi, he answered my prayers, or my Dodi, he raised his voice to give forth the following statement, Kumi Loch, rise up, Rayosi Yafosi Ulchi Loch. Different expressions, my beloved, Yafosi, my beautiful one, Ulchilach, and go on your way. In other words, according to what we'll see in the Mitzudos and the Rashi, the Targum, according to one approach, Hashem said, it's time to leave Mitzrayim. The time has arrived. I want you to leave, pack up your belongings. I want you to borrow Caleb from the Mitzrayim to be prepared for this journey into Eretz Yisrael from the Midbar. Rise up. Rise up, my beloved, my beautiful one, and go and travel on your merry way to Eretz Yisrael. Let's see Rashi, the Targum from the Mitzudos first. Ona dodi rotzolema haloi betchilas tzmichas ahava. In the days of old, at the time when the love began to develop and blossom, kashaboy lai barushana, when Hashem appeared to me in the very beginning, harim kol, he raised his voice for amali. So the Mitzvah explains that this ana dodi is referring to back, we are recalling, we are reflecting, we are going back in history, pulling out the old videotape, and we're reviewing the good old days. Once upon a time, Hashem, he raised up his voice in the good old days. Harim kol v'amali kumi mimukimcha, rise up from your place, lahanascha, for your benefit, at you, rayosi yafasi, my beloved, my beautiful one, ulutoivascha, and for your benefit, l'chi acharai, follow after me. V'hanim shalhu, loimar, haloi, biyom bocharu bi, Od Hoyisi b'Mitzrayim, at the time when Hashem selected me as a nation, we were still in Egypt. Shalach Shluchav Lahotzienu Mikoshi Hashibud, he sent his messengers. Who are the messengers? So the next words in the Mitzvahs tell us who exactly they are. They are, okay, that's really, so that's the next pasuk. Okay, Hashem's call to redeem us. Let's see over the Rashi again. On the Loshon Aniyah, the Loshon Tzokas call, it means to raise your voice. V'zeh binyinav l'kulam, v'anu halavim v'amali, al yidei Moshe, kumilach, rise up. So according to Rashi, there's only one person here that we are referring to. And that is Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem said to me through whom? Hashem did not speak directly to Klal Yisrael. Hashem spoke to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. Kumilach. Where do we find that Hashem said Kumilach? We find in Shmos Paragimel, Ele Eschem Me'oini Mitzrayim, I will bring you out of the servitude, the suffering of Egypt. Now let's see Targum. Pasik Yud. Targum says, "Uvi'idon tzafra," and in the time of mourning, okay, uvi'idon tzafra, the time in the morning. Now, where did he get over here the word mourning? I do not know how that crept into the translation of the Targum. Rechimi, or Esav, Rechimi va'amali. Esav means he responded. Hashem responded to what? So similarly, it means he responded to our tefillos. Yeah. Okay, because seemingly the Targum is not coming to learn like Rashi. You see the very subtle difference. Rashi was very careful to tell us the word honor does not mean to respond. It means to raise your voice. There is no response. There is no dialogue in these psukim according to Rashi. It's just a recounting of events, sequence of events. And the good old days, Hashem, he said, you know what, I love you, I want you to be my nation. And Hashem raised up his voice and he said, Kumilach, the time has come for you to leave Mitzrayim. And Hashem spoke to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. Targum appears to disagree. Targum says very precisely, the translation of the word ona means, Eh, Asaf, Hashem, Hashem responded. The word Hashem means to return, to respond. What is Hashem responding to? So the commentators tell us, I saw this in the art scroll, Shir Hashirim, Hashem is responding to our prayers. During the Sheba, the Oini of Mitzrayim, Hashem responded. Rechimi v'amali, kumilach rise up, kinishta di Yisrael, rechimti, my, the object of my love, di milikadmin. It's not just from today that I love you. I love you from days of old. I love you from the avos. Vishapiras ovadin, and my nation who have beautiful deeds. This is a very critical translation here. Is that yafasi means beautiful deeds? It doesn't just mean beautiful lineage. It doesn't mean that you're beautiful form. You're beautiful. You have a beautiful surah. You're a handsome person. It's not what it means. It means you are beautiful in ma'asim tovim. Okay, izili nifak min shibud Mitzray. Come, I will take you. I will take you out of the shibud of Mitzrayim. I'll guide you out of the shibud of Mitzrayim. Okay, so these are the mahalchim. Okay, so they're pretty much the same. There's a few short mamari chazal. Okay, there's one mamar chazal which I really like. And that is, this refers to the zuchus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What do I mean? Let me find it over here. Ona dodi v'amali kumilach rayasi yafasi ulchilach. Rayasi means, there's a reference to Avraham. Here it is. Shir Hashirim Rabbah. Right here on the page. Okay, who is the Rayasi? The Rayasi is Avraham. Why? Why is he called the Rayasi? Because Hashem said to him, Lech lecha me'artzcha mimoladticha. So the focus is, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, not Rayasi, I'm sorry, it's on Kumilach. Kumilach. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Hashem said, Lech lecha, leave, rise up from your homeland of Ur Kasdim, the time has come for you to travel to Eretz Canaan. Kumilach. Then when it says Rayosi Yafasi, this refers to Yitzchak. Why is this referring to Yitzchak? Because he did a beautiful deed by allowing himself to be slaughtered, to be offered as a korban on the Mizbeach at the Akedah. The Akedah, there's always, Chazal always looking at the Akedah from two different perspectives. There's the perspective of Avraham Avinu. It was his 10th Nisayon to take his child that he prayed for his entire life and to slaughter him. But you have to remember, Yitzchak had the same Nisayon, a different Nisayon. Yitzchak is being told to give up his life. Avraham Avinu may be very happy to go and offer up his child, but why? What about Yitzchak? You know, you're not the only person. You're not the only party to this Nisayon. So here in this tag, very clearly we focus on Vayosi Yafasi. Is we focus on the Nisayon of Yitzchak. He accepted the request of Hashem and of through Avraham Avinu, to his father, that he will be a human sacrifice. So it was a beautiful deed, and that earned him the title of Rayosi Yafasi. Now, what's the next expression? Ulechilach. This is a code for Yaakov, because Yitzchak and Rivka told Yaakov, the time has come for you to get married, and you have to Vayishma Yaakov El Aviv El Imo Vayelech Padena Aram. Okay, that's the biggest nisayon in life, to listen to your parents and get married. That's what it says over here. These Vayelech, it says here, to do what your parents tell you, you did it to marry the girl that your parents want you to marry. Right? Vayelech Padena Aram, Vayishma Yaakov El Aviv Imo Vayelech Padena Aram. So it's a beautiful medrash. The medrash over here is telling us, this pasuk over here is telling us that my dodi, he spoke up and he said to us, and the next, this is part of a sequence of sukkim, where Kalash Baruch is going to reveal that Mashiach is around the corner, the Gula has come, the time of Gula has come, and the introduction to the Gula is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Gula is coming in the Zuchus Avos. We mentioned yesterday, Tamu Zuchus Avos. We need to come on to the Zuchus Imos. Okay, but the Avos still count for something, whether you like it or not, and this Medrash makes that point by telling us the three parts of the Pasuk are reference to these, to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov with the code words, Kumilach, Avraham, Lech Lecha, Rayosi Yafasi, that's Yitzchak because of the Akedah, Ulechilach, Vayelech Paden Aram in Yaakov Avinu.
Certainly,
it's
available back then.
Right. When we're looking back at this point of right, all right, you're looking at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so no question about it. No question about it. We're referring to the Zchus Avos. Absolutely. I mean, it's just like we like to extrapolate that Mice of a similar banim. All of these sukkah had multiple layers. It refers also to Bizman Hazel, the Gula Hasida. Okay, there are a number of Midrashim. Our first message is that a lot of the comment, a lot of the Midrashim, they focus on the repetition. The Omar Li, Ono Dodi, the Omar Li. There's an Ono, Ono, and there is the Omar. Who? So Rashi didn't make any, Rashi said, Ono is Hashem. Hashem raised his voice, Ro'o Ro'isi, or Ale Eschem. The Omar is through Moshe Rabbeinu. Many of the Midrashim, they say no, there's two expressions. There's Ono, and there is Omar, and they break it up into all different types of people, Ishei HaTanach. Let's go through one example at a time. Ono Dodi, Hashem, my beloved, he raised his voice. Through whom did he raise his voice? No one hears Hashem's voice. Hashem always speaks to agents. Eliyahu Hanavi. Hine anochi shalech lachem es Eliyahu Hanavi lifnei bo yom Hashem hagol v'hanora. The Omar li, and he said to me, the Gula is here al yidei melech hamashiach. Okay, again, now like Rashi, let's review. Rashi says, Ono deodi is Hashem. The Omar li al yidei Moshe. Rashi selected one medrash out of many. Another medrash says, Ono Dodi, we're referring to the Gula Hasida, and Hashem will first send Eliyahu Hanavi. He will raise his voice, he will be the agent of Hashem to get us ready, to prepare us for the Yoyim HaGadol VeHanora of Moshiach itself. So Ono Dodi is Al Yidei Eliyahu, V'Omar Li, Al Yidei Melech HaMashiach. Another example, another Maimon Chazal is Ono Dodi Al Yidei Moshe. The first expression of the Pasuk is Moshe. V'Omar Li Al Yidei Aaron. As we know that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, I'm not an Ish Devarim, I'm a Kavad Peh. I'm not your man. I can't be the candidate to lead Klal Yisrael. So Hashem said, do not worry, I will appoint Aaron to be your spokesman. He will speak. So Ono Dodi Al Yidei Moshe V'Omar, the eloquence came through Aaron HaKohen. Another example. Ono Dodi V'Omar Li, this refers to the Zman of entering into Eretz Yisrael. Who were the two leaders who took Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael? Yehoshua, Moshe's successor. And who was Aaron's successor? Elazar HaKohen. So Omar Li, Ono Li is, the Targum puts first Elazar. Elazar, the son of Aaron. Elazar Yisamar, he was the Ono Dodi is Ali de Elazar, I guess because he was wearing the Urim V'Tumim. He was the Kohen Gadol. So he wore the Urim V'Tumim. Through the Urim V'Tumim, you had a message. You had a dialogue, Kaviyachal, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Omar Li was through Yehoshua. Another example, referring to the Tkuf of the Bayesheni. Ono Dodi Al Yidei Doniel. Okay, Doniel was he a Navi? Not a Navi that we discussed. We learned Sefer Daniel. That's a topic to itself. The Omar Li Al Yidei Ezra, the two major figures who were instrumental in the Geula Shania and bringing the building the Bayis Sheni, was Doniel and Ezra. Because again, all these psukim over here can be interpreted in multiple ways in reference to the various stages of history, tkufis of Geula. Okay, so these are the basic ideas. Let's now go to the next. Pasuk. Yeah?
Going further. Can you discuss why in Pesukim Ches and Tes, what is the connection to Kodesh, Kiddush Levana?
Ches and Tes, Kiddush Levana. Kol Dodi Hineze Bamnag Alhar Mekabit Salagvos. I did not mention anything about Kiddush Levana. Why is there a reference?
We say
these psukim Kiddush Levana?
Sure.
I don't remember. It goes to show how much I pay attention, right? I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I guess because the connection is in these psukim of Geula, Kiddush Levan is Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Right. That's good morning. Because Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. This is Kiddush Levan. So every Kiddush Levana is a darga, is a nitzaitz of redemption, of geula. So when we see the Levana, when the Mekabel with Pnei Hashchina, and that is a fulfillment of what it says in Pasuk Ches and Tes. Kol dodi hinei zeba medalik al her mekabitz al gvus, that the Shechina is coming, the Shechina is arriving. Will be mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Hidoy medodi l'tzvil oif oif ayol hinei zeba merach chasenu Mashiach b'nechal letz v'esim echarakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is appearing. So I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, I don't know the details of why the oif hayolim and the mates menacharakim and all of those details, but these two psukim clearly capture the theme of the Shechina has arrived. The Shechina is coming. We're going out to be mekabel Pnei Hashchina. So it fits very well into the theme of Kiddush Levana. No?
Also,
three times.
Yeah. But the thing is that's
the Mashiach. David, right, Malchus David. David is the David is compared to the Levana. The Malchus of David, right, it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the calendar based upon the Levana. The Levana is Mechadish. It waxes. It represents the coming of Geula. That's what Chazal say. When we are Mekabel the Levana, it's the Ne'en of Kabbalas Pnei HaShechina. With Kabbalas Pnei HaShechina. Yes, that's what it says. The Dodi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dodi, Pasuk Ches and Tes, Dome Dodi, we were describing Hashem's arrival. Kol dodi hine zeba. The sound of my beloved, behold, it is arriving. Yeah?
So we're going to have it later. It says, turn it to Rabbi Yishmael. In Mohan Mozo, who Yisrael, Elo Mahakbil, Pene Abihem, Shabbat Shemayim, Pamachos, Bakodesh Dayo. That's the.
Right, that's the Mem Chazal, right, correct.
Omar Abaya Hilko, Trit Lamimra
Mu'umid.
Jesus, Allah, Mina Midbor, Misra Pekes al Dodot.
Has there been Pasuk? That's a pasuk later on. Okay, so I have a second chance. Second chance to get it right. So Mir Hashem, we've come there. Okay, I didn't see in these took many connections to Shimon. Okay, but obviously that's what the theme is. Let's now go to pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki hine hasisav avar. The winter is over. You know, it is Purim Katan today. So you know, when you get the Purim Katan, normally you get the Purim. You know, that's ready. 30 days before Pesach. No one's wearing the winter coat, so no one anticipates wearing a winter coat to Pesach, so here it's a very appropriate pasuk for today. The winter is over. It has passed.
We say the sub is the fall.
The fall, the autumn.
Okay, I'm sorry. The sub is the fall. Okay, the sub, the translate over here is the sub. What does it say over here? Look at the mitzvah dos tzion. The
mitzvah.
When it comes to that, sav is chayif. Like we're going to do the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says sav is the winter. Chayif, right? Chayif is the winter. Targum sisva. The targum of chayif. The targum of chayif is sisva, which is the word of sisav. And look at the mitzudos tzion hasisav zman hachayif ki. The kayitz v'choref, when it says in the pasuk there, kayitz v'choref will not of Hashem said after the Mabul. Hashem told Noach, after the Mabul, no longer will I change the seasons. The targum umkelis of the word v'kita is kayitz, and the sasav, the winter, and the choref is v'sisva. So I guess that in biblical we know this principle, the way we speak, the way the expressions of Tanakh is not the same way that it's used in the common vernacular. So therefore, over here, he's changing over, the winter is over. Hinei hasasav avar, hageshem cholaf, the rain season Cholaf has passed, the Cholach Lo and has gone on its way. Now what exactly does that allude to? So look at the Mitzvah Sion, the Mitzvah David first, Kinei Has of Ovar. What's the Moshul? Ki Kivar Ovar HaChorif. The Moshul is the winter, the Cholav Zman HaGeshem, the Zman. You have to add a word into the Pasuk, it means that the season of the rain has passed. The Ein Tarach Lo L'Chei Arach. What is the Nafkamina? It's not hard to travel. In the winter, when it's bitter cold, and when it's raining, and the roads are muddy, and full of snow, it's not easy to travel. V'hanimshol, what is the nimshol? Hu sh'omar hinei kvar nishlam nehashibud v'zman avodas haperach, the tkufa of servitude, of suffering, the gzeira of Avram Avinu, arba the adora teide kiger yiyaz zarech b'eretz lo ilhem v'avodun v'inu oisam arba neoshana, that already has passed. The difficult period has passed, and now the time has arrived. The time has arrived for the geula. Rashi pasuk yud aleph hinei has the sov avar. Ein achshav torach baderech, exactly what we learned in the Mitzudos. It's not hard to travel. Sisav, I guess what he's learning, that's the marshal. Sisav choref, the sisav, what is sisav? So the choref, the word choref in Torah, targum sisva. Okay, he's not really translating. Okay, he's just telling us over here this mashal nimshal, at least according to Mitzudos, is that the hard tkufa is over. I would think, if I would not see the nimshal, I would think that this is the meaning of Hashem took us out in Chodesh Ha'aviv. Ki b'Chodesh Ha'aviv yotzasa me'eretz Mitzrayim, in order that it should be easy to travel to Eretz Yisrael. But that's not what the Mitzvah says. The Mitzvah says the Mashal is that the hard part of the Tkufa has passed. Let's see the Targum Pasuk Yud Aleph. Targum says, Arum Chozman Shibuda. The Zman of Shibuda, which means the difficult period of time, the Domei L'Sisva Pesach. The servitude, the slavery, which is compared to the bitter winter, has passed. Ushnaya da amaris liarucham bene palga, and the time period of 400 years that I revealed to Avraham at the bris bein habesarim, the parts is kitahu, has been cut off, and then he adds a third portion to the gula. Umar vas mitzroei the misil lemitro terida, the authority, the shiltoin. Okay, Marvas means the authority of the Egyptian authority, domination, dominion of the Egyptians, which is compared to a rain, what's a good word for a rain that really disturbs your ruins your day, right? A rain that's mitra, torrential rain. Chala fa'azal has passed, v'los se'sfun l'mich zeichoin oid al olma, you will no longer see them, you'll no longer see the Egyptians any longer. This Targum is a very interesting time, because what he's doing is he's breaking up the goo. We learned yesterday, medalek al hehorim mekabetz al hagvaos. Targum there clearly said that there are two different aspects, two dimensions, two golos. There is the zman, the time period, which he put first. Notice he put that first yesterday. Medalek al hehorim. There's 400-year sentence of golos. But if your 400-year sentence doesn't mean it has to be bitter, it can be very pleasant. It can be pleasant. It just means you're away from home. You go to camp. Go to a summer camp so we can have a wonderful experience. But you're not home. It's not the same thing as home. And then there is the second element, the second dimension of shibud, is slavery, servitude, suffering, oini. So Hashem was meichel in the zchus avos on the zman, and Hashem was meichel on the shibud in the zchus imos. Here he's doing something very interesting. He's saying, you know, there are really three parts to galus. And the first part, he puts it in a different order. The first part is the shibud, is the suffering. The second part is the zman. How long are you going to be away from Hashem? And the third part, which I don't have a handle on this, is the shiltoin, the authority. What's the difference between? I guess there is a difference. You're under a different authority. Being under a certain authority does not necessarily mean you you are suffering, and it doesn't even necessarily mean you're away from home. Think about that. Think about every people who, the British mandates.
Right, yeah. Be at home, but occupied by a
foreign power, and that was really the Tkufa during the Bayesheni, by the Yevonim, the Greek period. Right. The Yevonim. You lived in Eretz Yisrael, but you're not the boss. You're under the authority of the Yevonim.
Because of that, a form of Gaulus,
and even the tail end, we were under the authority of Rome until Rome. And then I don't remember the exact number of years, but for a significant period of time, we wouldn't have autonomy in Eretz Yisrael. The taxes had to be paid to the Roman government. It wasn't so simple. They ultimately destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't let us even stay there. But it was a tkufa, the tail end, the last tkufa when we were living in Eretz Yisrael, we was not under our authority. The Romans, to some degree, maybe I'm not saying 100% correct, but there are three different elements in this pasuk that he's describing Gaulus. There is being away from home, which, I mean, there's man, a period of time, I don't know, and then there's shiltoin, under whose authority?
Independent or not.
And then there is shibut, then there is actual suffering, persecution. Three different degrees, and he compares those three things to these, all the three different expressions. Sisav is the bitter winter, is suffering. When it's bitter outside, you suffer. The geshem, where's the third? I'm confused over what I say over here. Shibuda the dome lisisva. And then he says the years is the Brisbane. I'm sorry, he's not comparing that to anything. That's Ovar. Kine hasisav. Then the Bris, the 400 years. Is Ovar, has passed. He's not really explaining what it's compared to. It's not anything. And the torrential rains is compared to the shiltoin of the Egyptians. That's what it says. That's how the Targum breaks up into these three different parts. Now, let's see some of the Midrashim. The Sisav in the Medrash.
It also gives the order.
It's different. The order is a different order.
Yeah, but it also represents from worst to least painful system.
From the least painful, what most painful? Suffering.
Yes, suffering.
Most painful. And then the years.
Yes. And then your
authority. Shultoin. So even though you're actually at home, you're still under a foreign authority. Okay, very good. So three different madrigals. Three different madrigals in the Targum. Now there are some midrashim. The midrashim. First thing I took notice of this difference of three is because the medrash, the medrash actually only breaks up into two parts.
Only
the two parts, and that is the suffering and the 400 years. Okay, the rain season. Kinehas of this is the Tanchuma. Tanchuma says, "Hine." I'll read you the words. Hine hasesav avar elu arba meoshana shenigzuru alavosin b'mitzrayim. Period. Hageshem cholaf holachlo. That's basically the shibud. So the Targum, the Tanchuma, it's similar to the Targum, but he only breaks the pasuk into two parts, and he describes the 400 years and the shibud. And the shibud, interestingly, he defines as 210 years, and he does not define as 86 years of actual bitterness. He goes on in the Tanchuma. You have all the Tanchuma for you?
He quotes Rabbi Tanchuma here.
Okay, so interesting that the Targum, the Tanchuma is 86 years. That Miriam, and that's why she was called Miriam. Why was she called Miriam, by the way? Because when she was born in time Chazal, they named people after events that took place in that day. So in the day that she was born was the day, or the Tkufa, when the Shibud began. Paro said, that's it, you're now my slaves. So to commemorate that horrible event, he called his daughter Miriam, the lashon of Merirus, of bitterness. Okay, now there are some other ideas. Let me see if I can find that. Someone is the Kinehas, the Savavar. This refers to the Malchus of Rome. We're referring over here to the Geula Hoasida. Hashem is telling us to not worry, the Mashiach is on its way. The Sisav is a reference to the Romans. Why is the word Sisav reference to the Romans? Because the pasuk is Sischa Achicha Beni Mecha. Everyone knows this Chazal. This is a remes to Yeshu Hanotzri. Yeish Ranotri is the person who thinks he's only a Beni Necha, and he does not have a father. This is Chazal say this. Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha. So the word Yisischa is related to the word Sisof. It shares two of the letters. The one that's Mesis, the Romans, where we suffer Golus Edom, even though it's a nation, but they have embraced, and they have embraced the Catholic religion, the Roman Catholic religion. That's what they have embraced at a later point in time. That became, and the Crusades, and all of the persecutions and the blood libels, the pogroms, have all been done. A major bulk of the persecution that we suffer in Golus Edom was due to Christianity. There's no question about it. Does Christianity, is it really related to the Notrim? Is Golus Edom really related to the Notrim? Well, not really, but they've embraced one another.
It's not limited to the church, but certainly that's a major part of it.
A major part of it. Well, it became a major part at a later point in time when Edom was established. It had nothing to do with. It wasn't a religious country. Edom wasn't a country that was built upon Yeshua Notri Christianity when it was established. It later developed. It was developed. But there's no question. So over here, that's what the Medrash over here is saying. The Medrash over here is this part of the Shir Hashem Rabbah, the main Medrash on the Sefer. Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha. This refers to Rome. This is Malchus Romi. Shemesisa Es Ha'olam. They call why Shemesisa Es Ha'olam Umatas Oso Bichzovera, and it entices or cause them to err in its lies, its falsehoods. How do you know that? The haich ma de'at omrat ki yisischa achicha ben imecha.
I don't know where you're quoting from, but
Shir Hashem Rabbah, right here on the pasuk.
It's not right here.
Parsha Beis pasuk Yud, right here. No, that's what it says here. All right, I don't know.
But
a lot of Midrashim.
No, but I'm looking at it. You know, but clearly, when it says Malchus Romi, it's being euphemistic.
Okay.
Okay.
It's referring
it's
to
not say right out
Christianity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the persecution in Europe was not so much Christian; it was just general.
Okay, so I told you.
I don't know if the Ukrainians and the Cossacks and the Nazis.
Okay, you're right.
It's part of it. It's not the entire picture of Edom.
All right, it's complicated. What Edom? I don't know. That's what I tried to allude to. Not entirely, but a major bulk. They paved the way. They paved the way for other people in the name of a religion to do whatever you want to the Jewish people, and then people joined the bandwagon, even those that were not religious, but. Halacha biyodeinu Esav Soin El Yaakov. People who have this hatred that's not dependent upon religion, but the ones that opened up the Pesach for this for Jews to be fodder to do whatever they want to do was religion. It had to be an ideology that such a thing is permitted, and that opened the way. Okay, so that concludes this pasuk. Let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Beis. Okay, one other thing I just mentioned with this is Sav. Okay, the Sav is Esav. There's another medrash that Rokeach. And Michal, one of your favorites, the Rekeach says, Sasav hainu hayetzer hora. The Sasav is the Yetzer, because the Yetzer hora is ki yisischa. It's the same exact thing that when the, so then we are referring to the Geula Hasida. The Geula Hasida will be at a time when Hashem Baruch Hu will slaughter the Yetzer hora. So we have really going to be taking, I believe, three different tkufas. We didn't go with the tkufa of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have here the tkufa of the Sasav is the Gula, the Gula Ho'asida, that's now, and then there's the time that's even later, the time when the Yetzer will be slaughtered, that he will come to an end. Let's go to the next pasuk, Yud Beis. Hanitzonim Niru V'aretz. What exactly is the translation of the word Nitzonim? Not so simple. I think we translate it as a flower. A perach. Perach is a flower, bud. Is it really a flower? I think when they are, they probably translate it as a flower, but it really means a bud. Yeah. The buds of the vegetation, of the growth, have already begun to appear.
It's a hub.
Netzach Hamas, what does Netzach Hamas mean? It means a bud. The budding. Okay, but we like to use the word a flower, because a bud usually is a flower. Neruvaretz, ace.
Is a fairly common name in Israel.
What does it mean?
It means what you just said.
A bud or a flower. Ace hazomir higia, the time of song. The ace hazomir higia, the time of song has arrived. The kol hator nishma biartzenu. What is the translation of the word tar? A turtle dove. Mm-hmm. Turtle doves like to sing. The kol hatar nishma biartzenu has been heard in our land, and this means that it's spring. And the spring is when all of these things occur. Let's look at the mitzudos David, pasuk yudeis, hanitzonim. Kvar niru pirchei ho'ilon, the flowers of the tree, the buds of the trees, v'igia esa, aviv, the spring has arrived. And therefore, what happens in the spring? The birds sing. Ho'ifois mitzavtzefim u'mishayurim, they sing and they chirp. The call arev in a beautiful, pleasant sound. Okay, uve artzei nishma kol ha'torim in our lands. We hear the sound of the torim. V'derech kol chei oirach lehisaneg ba'ele. And the people who travel on the roads, they take delight in listening to the beautiful sound of the birds. Period. That is the mashal. V'hanimshal. What's the message? Hihu. Sheholcha b'midbar b'amud esh v'yanon. V'amru shira al hayom. Al shetavu hamitzrim, in praise to Hashem that He drowned the Egyptians. So it seems what he's saying over here is the Nitzanim Nir V'Ores refers to the Amud Esh V'Anon. That is the Nitzanim. He seems that the word Nitzanim means Lashon of Nitzachon. This indeed is a Medrash. The word Nitzanim with many Midrashim don't translate it as a reference to buds and flowers, but they use it in reference to Yivanim Nikbitzul Azad Meir, the Nitzachon, like Lashon of Nitzachon. Yeah. The Nitzachon of the Chashmonoim over the Yivanim. Nitzanim is Nitzachon. The Ches is missing, but the Nun is there, and people or objects or things which bring salvation. What was the salvation for the Jewish people in the Midbar? The Amud Esh V'Anan. The Amud Esh V'Anan protected Klal Yisrael from the missiles, from all of the stones and from the elements that surrounded us, the dangerous snakes and scorpions and animals and so on, and guided us. So that's the Nitzanim Niru V'Aretz. It was seen in the Aretz. Which Aretz? Not in the desert when we were traveling. And then when we came to the Midbar, we came to the Yam Suf. Hashem split the Yam Suf, so it came time. The Eis Hazomir Higia, the time to sing Shira has arrived. The Kol HaTar Nishmar Biartzenu, the Mitzudos doesn't really explain the significance of the Tar Nishmar Biartzenu, what that means. Tar means the turtle dove. How he's interpreting that Biartzenu, I would think Tar is short for Torah, right? Short for Torah. Torah is a guide. Rashi will actually say in a moment what it means a little later. But you would think that the Nitzanim is the Amud Esh V'Anan, and then we have the Eis HaZomir is Kriyas Yamsuf, and then the Kol HaTor Nishma Biartzenu refers to the sound of the Torah that we will makabel Nasav Nishma on Har Sinai. All of those three things. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Yudbeis HaNitzanim Yerba Oretz Karvu Yinei HaChama. The summer is near. Shohilanos Moitzin Prochim. The trees produce flowers. The holchei drachim misangim liroisam. They take delight in viewing the beautiful scenery. Notice the Mitzudah said that the people who travel, they take delight in listening to the nice sounds, to the music of the birds. Rashi focused on the delight that the people have, the scenery, scenic journey, to see the beautiful blossoming of the trees as you travel. Eis hazmir higia, ha'ifois noistim zemer, the kol arev, they give forth song and a beautiful sound, l'chol chedrachim, those that are traveling. The kol hator, kemashmo, toirim ubnei yoina, turtle doves and pigeons, derech ha'ifas liyos, mishayrim, umitzafsafim, bimenitzan, during this time of the year. Let's go to the Targum Pasuk Yudbeis. Umoyeshe v'yaroin, demisilon lilulove disomar. So we have right away a beautiful mashal. The nitzonin, like I told you before, refers to the objects of nitzachon, of success, of victory. Who are our warriors, our Well, what's the good word? Victors? Champions? It's not such a word as a victor, right? That's not such a word.
A
victor? Means the one who brings victory?
Right.
The victor. To the victor goes the spoils. Right. So the victors were Moshe v'Aaron. Moshe v'Aaron d'mesilin, they are compared, lulovei d'samad, they compare to lulovei, to the shoots, the offshoots of a tamar of date trees. Ischazu l'mevad nisan b'ar d'mitzrayim. They appeared. The ischazu, they were the branch of the tamar. Ischazu l'mevad nisin b'ar d'mitzrayim. They appeared to do for us, Klal Yisrael, miracles in the land of Mitzrayim, the ten makos. The idon kitov buchraya mito. And when the time of the slaying of the firstborns arrived, Makas Bukharos, the kol rucho de kutsho de furkonod, and the sound of the spirit of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the furkonah of redemption, the sound of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Geula arrived, the sound of the Ruach HaKadosh of redemption arrived, the Amaris, the Avraham Abuchon, it now has come the time that is, will be fulfilled what Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, the Achrei Chen Yetzu Berchush Godol, the Games Agoya Sheyavodu Don Anochi. The Amaris, the Avraham Abuchon, to your father, Kivosh, Shematun has been heard, Mod Amaris, when I said to him, the Afios Amod Di Yishtabdun, the nation that has subjugated my Jewish people, behon them, Doein Anochi, I will judge what they have done. Afterwards, they will go out with great wealth, but with great possessions. And now, I want. At this moment, Hashem says, I want. I want to fulfill what I have promised. So this is how we translate the pasuk over here. Nitzanim nirub oretz is Moshe v'Aaron. They have appeared on the scene to bring victory for Klal Yisrael. Eis haZomir higia, and he's translating the time of Zomir is the song.
It fits right in.
Yeah, how does it fit right in?
That's what we've been saying before. We've talked about
but how do you translate this into the words? All these words are very are code words.
Zamir then would be the Ozgir Shir.
No, Zamir means, I'm sorry, Zamir means the cutting down of the firstborn. Zamir, that's the Medrash explains it. Zamir means to prune. Zamir means song, but Zamir also means to cut down. So what is he cutting down? He's cutting down the Egyptians, the firstborns are going to be cut down. That's what he says in that part of the pasuk. The idon kitoif buchrayim mito, and then when it says v'kol hazomir hat v'kol hatar nishma bi'artzeinu, the word tar refers to the brisbane habesorim. Tar means a portion, a part. Brisbane habe a tof. Resh, Tof Resh, Torim. The Bris Bain Habe Sorim, the main syllable of the word, the between its parts.
Yes, but the Beis, I think, is part of that.
Ein, but this is Jush. You can't argue with the Targum. The Bris Bain Habe Sorim is focusing on the word Tor. He's not, in this case, he's not. That's what the Targum we were saying. And afterwards, what I promised at the time of the Bris Bain Habe Sorim, Ma Da Amaris Lei, referring to over here, we said this really goes back to the previous pasuk. In the previous pasuk, he mentioned the brisbane habesarim. Go back to pasuk Yud Aleph, right? In pasuk Yud Aleph, he said bene palgaya between the two parts. I think what he said in pasuk Yud Aleph is coming to root over here in pasuk Yud Beis.
That's an element of all this. I made a promise. I gave it a certain amount of time. I cut down that time, and I said, "Now time's up."
No, but he's not zombie over here. He's saying it's not as much as time over here. Zombie, he's saying to cut down the firstborns because it's that. I think because the reason why I said it before. But in this pasuk, the Targum is saying over here that zombie means to cut down the firstborns.
Right.
The reason why I'm saying this is because the Medrash actually says that explicitly that the word zombie means to cut down the firstborns. So you see, the Targum saying that obviously the Targum has joked the word zombie is to cut down. So we must review Hanitzanim, the objects of victory, Moshe v'Aaron, Niru v'Aretz, they appeared in the land of Egypt in order to redeem Klal Yisrael. Eis HaZomir Higia, Makas Bechoros has arrived.
That's one version.
One version. Okay, yeah, okay, we're going to come down. I want you to focus on the Targum first. On the Targum. And the Kol HaTar Nishma B'Yaretzeinu, I'm assuming the Targum means the time to fulfill all of the promises that I made to Avraham Avinu at the Bris Bein HaBesarim. Tar means a turtle dove, but it's a code word for Bris Bein HaBesarim, the promises that I made to redeem Klal Yisrael, to give them and to punish the Egyptians, that now has arrived. Okay, now let's take a look at some of the Midrashim ideas on this pasuk. The Nitzanim Niru Va'aretz. Okay, so according to one interpretation, most interpretations focus on the Nitzanim, we mentioned the objects of victory, and when it says here the word Zemiro, Zamir. So if you said in Mechof and the Tanchum, it can mean the time of Ozi v'Zimros, called Kriyas Yamsof, the time to sing Hashem's praises. Okay, what else is it referred to? It refers to Zman Matan Torah, because Torah is called the song. V'atem kisvu lechem es hashira hazois. So therefore, the Zmiros Hayichukech is actually a Ferish Pasuk in Tehillim, that Torah is called the Zmira, it's called the song. Now there's another Mahalaf that says, when it says over here, Hanitzanim Nirv Aretz, we interpret this entire Pasuk in reference to the division of Eretz Yisrael. And when it says Hanitzanim, it's a code word for the Nesiim. Hashem told Moshe to appoint for every Shevet a Nasi. Elu davar acher, this is a medrash in Shir Shim Rabba, davar acher, hanitzanim nir baretz, elu hanesiim, these are the princes, because they are the victors, they are the people, that it's an expression of people who lead Klal Yisrael. The nasi echad, what does it mean, es hazomir? It's time to cut down the Kenanim. It's time to wipe out the enemy. The Kenanim, when we come into Eretz Yisrael, to remove them from the land, to cut them down. So what the Medrash of here is saying is something very interesting. The main reason why Moshe Rabbeinu appointed in the Nesiim is in order to serve as leaders, to go to war, to fight Melchemes Mitzvot, Kibush Eretz Yisrael. That's a very interesting idea. You would think, why did Moshe Rabbeinu appoint Nesiim? We know that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Shoftim. Shoftim, the Shoftim, he went to appoint the leaders, divided up Klal Yisrael in different groups. There was Sari Alafim, Sari Meos, Sari Chamishim, Sari Asaros. But why was it necessary that every Shevet have a Nasi, have a leader? Just community leaders? Does the Torah have to go?
You have one set of leaders who are deciding Allah's
matters. Yes.
Another set of leaders who
Why do they have to have these leaders? Why do you have to have this same period? Why? Just you have a Shvatim, you have 12 Shvatim. So, of course, naturally there'll be leaders. Naturally there'll be a community board, and they'll appoint leaders, there'll be a governor, there'll be this. But these Nesim have Kedusha. The Nesim, they brought Kurbanos. When they inaugurated the Mishkan, they brought the special Kurbanos. The fact that Torah goes out of its way to tell us that there are Nesim tells us that Nesim, they served a holy function. Why? Why do we need to see him? Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader, and you had a Kohen Gadol, and that's it. You have a Sanhedrin, you have Moshe Rabbeinu, you have a system of Mishpatim, of Shoftim v'Shoftim. Why was it necessary for there to be a person that serves as a Nasi? Isn't that a good question?
I don't know.
We're brainwashed.
It's like asking, why do you need state leaders if you have federal leaders?
Anyway, look, there's a Dover Pasha. Let's say the Torah would not tell us there have to be Nesiim. It's a Dover Pasha, there would anyway be community leaders. That's you can't have a healthy society unless you have a mayor and you have a governor and you have people in this in charge and this in charge of that person. So anyway, but the fact that does the Torah tell us who the mayor was? Does it tell us who the community leaders were? There's no record of this in the Torah. Do we assume these people existed? Of course they had to exist in the Midbar. Things had to be done. Things had to happen. The fact that the Torah goes out of its way and says, no, and I want there to be a person that's going to serve in the role as a Nasi. And the fact that the Torah mentions that, it means a Nasi is a person of Kedusha. And the proof to that is that when they inaugurated the Mishkan, they were the ones that brought special korbanos for the first 12 days. And at Hayom Hazeh, Chodesh Nisan, the minhag is to lay in the lane from the Nesiim. So you see, the Nazi serves a very whole spiritual purpose. What's the purpose? The Medrash here seems to be teaching us, you know what their main function is? Kibul Sha'aretz. That's what it seems to be saying. That's why we use the word. Medrash Rabbah. Dover Acher, Hanitzanim Nir Baretz, Elu Hanesiim. These are the Nesiim. Shenema, V'nasi Yechad, Nasi Yechad.
In other words, each Sheva had its own army?
Possibly. Possibly.
They were responsible for the spirituality.
They were the chaplain. Basically, the Nasi was the chief chaplain. That's what it really means. The chief chaplain of their Shevet for the military conquest.
He must have been the general, not the chaplain.
Not necessarily the general. You don't find a Nasi
on the side and says, "Till him."
But no, in the Chanani, maybe that was what the Nasi is. Let me read you the entire Medrash. The first it says, Hanitzanim Nir Baretz. Shir Hashim Rabba Parsh.
I'm there, but I don't have that, what you're saying.
Okay, I don't. Okay, this is what it says. You have the full edition there? It's the full edition of Shir Hashim Rabba? What?
As far as I know.
Okay, that whole saver's. I don't know. Okay, this is what it says. Okay. Eilu Hanitzanim Nir Baretz, Eilu Hanesim. V'nasi echad, v'nasi echad. Period. That's the quote. Next, continuing in the pasuk, Eis hazomir higia, higia zmana shel orla sheti zomer. What does that mean? And the Midrash goes on to explain, higia zmanam shel kenanim sheyizamru. The kenanim should be uprooted. We're calling over here the orla. They are the orla. They are the forbidden product of the earth. The people living in Eretz Yisrael before Klal Yisrael come, they're orla, and they have to be uprooted. Kenanim sheyizamru. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, and then it goes on to say, what's the connection? Higia zmana, the next part of the pasuk. Higia zmana shall eretz yishol lehecholek liyisrael shenemar leele techolek haaretz. The kol hatarnisha biartzenu al Rabbi Yochanan kol tayor tof. The sound of the tayor, the guide, the good guide. Tayor is translated, at least in the art scroll, as a guide.
Normally means a tourist.
Maybe the miraglim, a spy, the tayor es haaretz. Okay, there are many interpretations. We'll come to a little bit of the loan, so I won't get through this idea first. The tayor nishma v'yartzeinu zekoilu shel Yoshua. This was the sound of Yoshua b'shosh Omar. Ivru b'kerev ha-machane, the time now has come to pass over the Yarden and conquer the land. So basically, this entire pasuk, according to the parish of this particular medrash, is interpreting in reference to the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, and we're breaking it into three different parts. We're breaking it into the Nesiim. We're breaking, that's number one. Next is what they're going to do is they're going to be Zomir, they're going to uproot the Kenanim, and the leader who's going to be in charge of everything in total is going to be the Tayar. Kol Hator Nishma Biartzenu is Yehoshua. What am I taking out of this? Is that this is just conjecture? Is that if we're grouping all of these together, we're putting the Nesim to be an essential component of uprooting the Kenanim through the leadership of Yehoshua, that means that the main role in there being a Nasi, the Nasi Echad, was for Kibush Haaretz. Because it does, you have to address the question, what exactly was their role? You can't ignore that fact. What exactly was the primary role of the Nasi of each Shevet? Was he the biggest Talmud Chacham? Doesn't seem to say that, because we had Moshe Rabbeinu appointed through the advice of Yisro, Shevetim Shaitrim. Okay, were they military leaders? They over here, they're coming to conquer the land, and maybe they were conquering the land as leading in the military, maybe in a Hanami. But obviously, if they're going to serve a special role as a Nasi, it's tied specifically to the responsibility, to the mission of Kibush Haaretz.
Right, Kibush Haaretz, but
conquest.
The land, that's
well, that was through the Goyal, that was through Moshe, but Kibush, the conquest of the land. This is an idea. This is not so simple, I'm saying, because otherwise, who says that was their primary role? This Medrash seems to group them together and to say that's what they did. Okay, there's another Medrash. Another Medrash over here is that the Nitzanim were now jumping fast forward, not to the Midbar, not to Yehoshua, but to Kibush Sheni, the time of Ezra. It says Nitzanim Nir B'Aretz, the victors who were land going Mordechai the Chavura Sol. Ezra v'Chavura Sol. It refers to Mordechai and Ezra who were responsible for the conquest for the Kibush Sheni, conquering Eretz, so they were instrumental. Mordechai obviously only through him did get permission once again to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and Ezra who actually went up to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Eis HaZomer Gia. What does that refer to? Giazman Shel Orla refers to uproot the Goyim or uproot intermarriage. This was the plague that affected a significant number of people during the time of the Bayis Sheni, and it's the same thing with Zman Hazeh as well, is intermarriage. Intermarriage to cut out all the people that don't belong, that are not part of Klal Yisrael, to remove the foreign wives. And then when it says, V'kol ha'tar nishmar bi'artzeinu, the great guide. Who is the guide? Koresh. Koresh was the one who, during this Kufa, initiated the process of the Geula. So we take this entire pasuk, we fast forward in reference to the Bayis Sheni, the spiritual leaders who basically served in the place of the Nesiim was Ezra and Mordechai, the Chavura Sahem and their companions, and the call, the Eis HaZomir, was the issue affecting the day of intermarriage. The Kol HaTar Nishma B'Aretzeinu is the sound of Koresh who initiated the entire process. Like basically Koresh is Yehoshua, is the same role of Yehoshua, and the Nesiim, they are replaced here with Mordechai and Ezra, and the Zomir is the problem of the day, not the Kenanim, but intermarriage. Okay, another interpretation.
Nechemia.
What? Ezra, he doesn't say Nechemia in the marriage. He says Ezra the Chavura
Sol. Jewish?
No. Koresh is not Jewish.
Well,
but
Koresh
was not Jewish.
But in Yalkut it has Daniel
the Chavur Raso,
Mordechai
the
Chavur Raso, Ezra
the Chavur Raso. Mordechai, and tell me what Mordechai?
Chavur Raso.
The first one, what is that?
Daniel.
Daniel, Mordechai, and Ezra.
Ezra.
Okay, Daniel, Mordechai, and Ezra. Okay, three. Okay, Mordechai. Okay, another interpretation. This refers to the coming of Mashiach. Going fast forward, even further. Vayareini, this refers to the Nitzanim. Who are the Nitzanim? Who are the victors? It refers to the four people that are mentioned in the prophecy of Zechariah. Who are the four people? Vayareini, Hashem, Arba'o, Choroshim, four craftsmen. Who are the four craftsmen? The Gemara says, Eliyahu, Melech HaMashiach, Malki Tzedek. I guess that refers to that Shem Ben Noach. Umashuach Mulchama, that's Mashiach ben Yosef. Whatever that means. It's a Gemara, it's a very mysterious Gemara. Whatever that means, that is the Nitzanim. The Nitzanim here is equivalent to what it says in Zechariah, they're going to be the four people that Hashem showed in reference to the coming of Mashiach. Then when it says the Eis HaZomir, what's the Zomir? The Zomir is to wipe out Edom, to cut down the Malchus of Edom. And what does it mean, the Kol HaTar Nishma B'Aretzeinu? That's the call of the Melech HaMashiach. Even though the Melech HaMashiach already was included in the Pasuk of the Vayari Hashem Es Arba Charashim, Eliyo Melech HaMashiach, Malki Tzedek.
And David was listed?
Two. Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach, Malki Tzedek, and Mashiach Ben Yosef.
So Melchamo is the term here.
So now we're taking from the four that were mentioned in the beginning of the pasuk. We're only referring to one of them, referring to Melech HaMashiach. He's the one that's Nishma Kol is man. What is he going to say? Manovu al horim ragle mevaser, the feet of the one that will make the announcement that Mashiach has arrived. Okay, what else do we have over here? Another very beautiful interpretation. This comes from a Zoyar. What? Yes, he's one of the four. That's one of the four. Who is referred to as the Mashiach Melchama is Mashiach Ben Yosef.
I can see why they wouldn't. Who's
Mashiach Ben Yosef?
Why not? We don't. I don't. Mashiach Ben Yosef.
Too close to their stuff.
Okay, Mashiach ben Yosef. Wait. Mashiach ben Yosef. That's it. Who is Mashiach ben Yosef? I don't know. Maybe someone in the room here. Okay, let's go to the next. And it's in there. It's in there. Another interpretation that this refers to the people who learn Torah. Refers to the people in the Koilo. Everyone here learning in the room. There's a Zohar that says that every single night there's a Malach and Shrine called Mitatroin, the Sar Haponim. Do you ever meet him? You ever seen him before? He's the Malach. His name is Metatrin Sar Haponim. He's in charge in Shemayim. Pnim Shar. The interior minister in Shemayim. So what does he do? What is his job? Every night he goes before the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has yichidus with Hashem. Like he has yichidus with the Rebbe. He has yichidus with Hashem. And he presents Hashem all of the tzaddikim that sit and learn Torah the entire day, learn L'Shem Shemayim. So therefore it means
he gives a report.
The daily briefing. So therefore that's what it means. Hanit Sanim. The Nitzanim means the people, the victors. Who are the victors? It means the Talmidei Chachamim, people that learn Torah. Niruv Aretz, he shows Hashem, look, Ribbono Shel Olam, look what's doing down in this world. There are Nitzanim, there are people that go to Kollel, they learn Torah. Eis HaZomir Higia, listen to the kol Torah. The zamir means the sound of Torah. The kol hator nishma biartzenu. This is what is presented. You have to read the psukim backwards. This, the Torah, it means the guide. Who is the guide? Metatrain sar haponim. Pinim sar pinim. It's not my fault. He has a different translation. He has a ponim. Sar pinim. The sar pinim. That is the metatron. Metatron is the kol hator. Tor means a guide. Who is the guide? The guide is metatron. He's the one that relates the good news to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in this world there are nitzanim, victorious individuals, and there is the call of Torah. The Torah, the call of the Torah, as I said, Zemiris means people who learn Torah. Zemir, like we said, right. The Torah is called a Shira. That's the Zemiris. The call of Torah is the sound of music. Okay, and then in fact, that's what someone first want to say is a beautiful idea, is that you know Mashiach is coming when the call Hator Nishma Biartseinu is when you hear the sound of Torah. Is when Torah is the kol is the zoyar, the kol ha'tor nishma bi'artzenu. Tor is short for Torah. Tor is Torah, the two letters of Torah. When you hear in Eretz Yisrael the kol Torah, when there's a ribuy of kol Torah, you know Mashiach is on its way. And that cannot be more true than today. Today there's never been such a ribuy of Torah, Harbotzas Torah in Eretz Yisrael. In 2,000 years, there has not been such a, maybe more than 2,000 years ago. It's just it's unreal, the ribuy of Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So it's good news. Yeah. It's good news here also in America, 100%. The kol hatar, not artzenu, the kol hatar nishma biartzenu. So we know that good things are happening. Nitzanim niruv aretz, the Talmidei Chacham, they're blossoming. Eis hazamir higia, the time of song has arrived. Because you know why the time of song? The song is going to be the song of Mashiach, the song of Ozi v'zimras kavayihi li l'shua. You want to know why? Because v'kol hator nishma biartzenu, the kol Torah is heard in Eretz Yisrael. Good things are coming. And on that positive note, we will conclude. Shia Shia.